This is episode number 2453 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The number one show on Netflix in the past week is...
Bridgerton?
FUBAR.
FUBAR.
That's a new Arnold Schwarzenegger action comedy in which it's when he plays a retired CIA operative guy.
Yeah.
And then he finds out that his grown daughter is also a CIA operative. And the two have been lying to each other for years because, you know, no. CIA.
CIA. Yeah. All right.
Okay. His daughter is played by Monica Barbaro.
Mm-hmm.
And who was Lieutenant Natasha Trace Phoenix in Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, was she the only female officer?
Well, I believe so, but she's a badass already.
She's already a badass because she's in a TV series with...
with Arnold.
Arnold on Netflix.
Schwarzenegger.
On Netflix.
And then she's also in the rom-com After Midnight on Paramount Plus.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
So, comedy ensues, retired father and daughter save the world from
creeps. Yeah.
All the while looking good doing so, naturally.
Can you imagine having an operative in your family or being married to an operative? They can't tell you where they work.
No.
But I remember this. This is True Lies. Remember True Lies? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see?
Wait, who was that?
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh.
Remember? I don't know if they were both CIA, but they both, again, you know what? They've gone to the well another time. Husband, wife,
it's
that
like
one.
Kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I know. And
there was another
father,
one.
Father, daughter.
See, there was another one.
Like, you know what? If you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, you could go to this well a couple of times.
Oh, sure.
But it's the most watched show on Netflix. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I mean, I saw a trailer because when you flip across your TV now, they put all the things in the top of the TV. Like, oh, watch this week. And it looked like that. So I waited for the trailer to finish up. And I go like, oh, hey, that looks interesting. But they just dawned
on me
that
it's
True Lies.
It's
just True Lies. It's all it is.
There's another movie, and I can't remember who it is. It was some...
Oh,
man. I can see it in my head. It'll come to me.
It'll come to you when we're done.
This is Arnold.
Can you imagine that though? CIA operative in your family, and they can't tell you.
I mean, this seems to be a concern of yours.
Well, no, because I think there's been movies and TV shows throughout time where they've had somebody who was a spy in their family, and they end up saying, "Oh, I work at the bank." You know,
well,
and it's
sure.
like, "Can we come and have lunch with you today, dear?" No.
Oh, is it called Dark Knights?
No.
I have to look it up.
Anyway.
It's Arnold's first television series. Over 88 million people tuned in the first week.
Are you kidding me? That's like an audience like akin to the...
It's actually pretty surprising.
88 million?
Yeah.
That's kind of akin to the Super Bowl. Wow. But it is Arnold.
We don't know how many of them are using their parents' Netflix passwords before
well,
the purge.
Well, there's that. Because they're turning you off, kids. They're coming for
That's
your passwords.
Right. Now, FUBAR, of course, is the acronym for F'd Up Beyond All Recognition.
Yes. But, you know, Arnold has now got this gray beard.
Yeah.
He's got the gray beard. But I'm still amazed by the storytelling. It comes from a CIA operative. That's almost as good as being in the witness protection program. And being able to talk to people about it. You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. I'm just...
I
what amazes
for the
me
phone
is that you're
company.
So blown away by
no,
this.
I know. It's just, stuff amazes me. I'm simple. That's why I watch Arnold Schwarzenegger on TV.
Well, you and 88 million other people.
And don't forget, Jingle All the Way.
Killers,
yeah.
That's the movie I was thinking of. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl.
I remember that. Nobody remembers Catherine, but we remember dear old Ashton.
Dear old Ashton. He was such a good boy. Never mind. Swifties are experiencing post-concert amnesia immediately following their turn attending the Eras Tour.
I heard about this. This is a thing.
I guess.
People are so overwhelmed, I guess, right?
Psychologists say this is fairly common. It's not just a Taylor thing.
Oh, it is.
I was wondering.
Come on now. It's a Taylor thing.
Concert goers can have a tough time remembering all of the surprises and the show. such as the nightly surprise song Taylor performs.
You know, I'm learning a lot about Taylor Swift's concerts from this tour, and yes, it's every night she plays a different song unannounced. Which is cool. I mean, the woman's got she's just wicked talented. I mean, there's nothing.
Well, even the accolades from Pierre, like Drew Barrymore was just over the moon.
Not just Drew Barrymore, but Aaron was up dancing during the New Jersey concert because he's now a Jet.
Well, now he's a Jet, and I think he's single too, right? Maybe he wants the next
single,
song.
Ready to mingle. All right, you hear that, Taylor?
Maybe, yeah,
maybe
he wants
the next
song.
Fodder for next song.
Yeah.
So they say that they're experiencing, what, like amnesia or something? Or what's the deal?
All right, so we have trouble grasping the reality of a night and maybe the result of too much excitement. It's just too much for us to handle and grasp. So this level of excitement, they say, can lead to neurons associated with memory firing indiscriminately, making it difficult to form new memories.
I hate when that happens.
YouTube to the rescue.
YouTube, yes, because if it's on YouTube, it happened.
You say to make sure you tune in to any videos that have been uploaded from the night so that you can remember what you may have lost.
Now, okay, I see this. Now, I've not seen Taylor Swift. I would love to see Taylor Swift. Somehow, I just don't have any money. But the deal is, we would see Elton John. And, a euphoric night. Thought I kind of remembered most of it, and then I watched it the next night on Disney Plus because they had the live stream for the last concert at Dodger Stadium. And then it was like, they did do that, and they did do that. So I get this.
Right.
And not just at concerts, but there's lots of things, and you forget all the time.
Oh, sure.
I forget where my lunch is. Oh, my God. Where did I put my lunch today? I got overwhelmed by it. Oh, I don't even remember what I'm having. Now, Swifties, listen, if you've been to Eras concert, we really want to hear from you. Please.
I would love to hear.
Send us a little comment. Go to our website.
Because she goes to the wall
in
her concert.
Apparently goes to the floor, too, because there's a big opening in the middle of the stage, right in the middle of her show. She dives right into it, and I'm thinking, like, she's got, like, a 5-inch margin of error before she hits her head, and she doesn't come up on the other side until somebody puts a bandage on her. Oh, my God. I mean, but, you know what? She is definitely, from what all what I'm hearing about this tour, she's making everybody feel like they got their money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
And then some.
And see, when we're all old and decrepit and Taylor's still, in her 40s, we could go see her, from the home. Everybody would be playing Taylor Swift songs at the home.
Yeah.
And she'll be playing Vegas.
Right.
with our apologies to Aaron Rodgers.
With Cher.
And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.